Next, we'll play a game about words that start with the letters D-E. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's dehumanizing. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Michelle Spilzinger on buzzer number one. You work for a diamond wholesaler. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, what do you do with these diamonds?
I take them out of their papers, I clean them, I weigh them, I ship them to people, I accept them when they come in, I pretty much sell them.
That's so, what I do with them. Okay. Are you over them?
Yeah. I was never really under them. It's just an administrative job. It happens to be that I sell diamonds. I could be selling pens. It would mean the same thing.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of diamonds?
Me? No, I don't have any.
Do any end up in your pockets before you leave work?
Once, yes.
Really?
By mistake. Uh-huh. I took one home.
Sure.
And I got in big trouble.
Right. I understand that. Your opponent is Jacob Berman on buzzer number two. You're a data analyst for the New York City Mayor's Office and also a competitive ballroom dancer. Welcome.
It is so great to be here.
Oh, fantastic. So, Jacob, our game is about words that start with the letter D-E. Have you ever been demoted or devalued?
I mean, back in high school, I was very into the Assembly Planning Committee, which is probably the nerdiest thing you can do in high school.
The Assembly Planning Committee?
Oh, yeah, we planned the assemblies for the school. It was great. but, I mean, it started out great. And then, you know, someone was basically like competing with me for the top spot. And,
are you kidding me?
Well, I don't know. There was just drama involved, and sure. I felt devalued, so... Yeah.
I love that. That is totally a case of like high stakes, low stakes, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, yes.
So we've got a word game for you called Denature of the Beast. In this game, we'll give you alternate definitions for words that start with the letters D-E. Let's go to Jonathan Colton for an example.
If we said, I take great joy in blowing out the candles, you'd answer delight. That's because delight means great joy, and also delight sounds like you're extinguishing a light.
Okay, ring in to answer. Let's go.
Explain to me exactly how you're going to get out of paying for those overdue library books. Jacob.
It's not return. It's owner. No. Deborrow. That's not right. Just making up words here. Not correct.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Do you know the answer, Michelle?
How can I think it's depay, and that's not a word.
Also not a word. Yes, you are correct in your assessment of your incorrectness. Now, what we were looking for is define.
Define.
Let's try this next one. I can disprove that urban legend about why all of the two-tiered beds disappeared. Jacob.
Debunk.
Debunk is correct.
Mm-hmm. Settling in. I hate the fact that my school no longer gives exams. Michelle.
Oh, I was going to say despise, and I don't think the exam thing goes with that. But despise is my answer.
Despise is incorrect, Michelle. I'm sorry. Jacob, do you know the answer?
I do. It's detest.
Detest. That's right.
There we go.
FedEx brought a package to Hannibal Lecter. It contained fava beans and a nice Chianti. Now he just needs to find something to go with it. Michelle.
Deliver.
Deliver. You're not going to get that from Seamless.
This is your last clue. In this post-mission interview, we'll learn all the facts about why you removed your underpants. How about a hint from Archon?
We're looking for a synonym for underpants.
Jacob.
Debrief.
That is correct. Archon, how did our contestants do in this very difficult game?
What a tough game. Congratulations, Jacob. You're one step closer to the final round.
If you are determined to develop your delusions of trivia grandeur, come join us. Go to amatickets.org. Don't deny yourself. Demand what you deserve before you self-destruct. Coming up, a music parody game that proves not only wherever you go, there you are, but also wherever you go, there's probably an arena rock band named after it. I'm Ophira Eisberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.